Detoxification and cleansing to maintain good health. Today, more than ever, we're exposed to a wide variety of potentially harmful toxins. They're in our air, food, and water, both at home and in the workplace. Even our own bodies and the bacteria in our intestines can produce toxins. A natural internal cleanse program can help you feel healthy and full of energy. Cleanse Smart is an all-natural...
I just wanted to let you know that I have Zane on the line also ready to go.
Great, thank you very much.
Detoxification of the liver, kidneys, heart, lungs, and skin, and cleansing of the colon. Just two capsules in the morning and two at bedtime. And as a special introductory offer, Cleanse Smart contains five free capsules of Cleanse More for stubborn elimination. Cleanse Smart is available at fine health food and supplement stores nationwide.
In other news, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein has secretly dispatched troops across the frontier in Jordan in preparation for an attack on Israel. According to intelligence sources of Debkenet Weekly, Iraqi military units have been infiltrating neighboring Jordan for the past 10 days, according to the report. The mission, say Debka sources, is to reach the Israeli border, cross the Jordan River, and move across the main Palestinian cities of the West Bank and fight alongside the Palestinians. The invading units are highly trained and well-equipped commandos able to operate and survive in the field for long periods when cut off from their headquarters and sources of supply, the report says. They are still reportedly in the Jordanian desert. The incursion was detected by Israeli reconnaissance planes and spy satellites. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon immediately dispatched high-ranking Israeli army officers to Amman, Jordan, to show King Abdullah Jordan the evidence of the Iraqi penetration into his kingdom. The king at once proclaimed a supreme state of alert in all Jordanian army units. Israel poured troops into the Jordanian Valley region, deploying them along the Jordan River and Jordanian frontier to block off the West Bank to Iraqi penetration. Iraq had a second wave of troops poised ready to cross the Jordan. Jordanian intelligence also reported a large concentration of Iraqi forces on the main roads leading from Iraq to Damascus and from Iraq to the Golan Heights. The Jordanian-Iraqi clashes, if they continue, could be the first military step on the road to the Middle East war, without the world even noticing. Now this.
Every time I pick up the paper, all I read about is corruption.
It's everywhere, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Do you realize that the violation of oath of office has become one of the greatest crimes committed against our rights and freedoms?
No, I never really thought about it.
Did you know that this oath of office is required by law for all elected officials?
You mean like senators and representatives?
Exactly. Legislators, executive, judicial, and law enforcement officers, all of them, are bound by oath of affirmation to uphold the Constitution.
Wow, I had no idea.
Be informed. The Civil Rights Task Force of Northern Nevada is concerned about the erosion of the Bill of Rights and the increased use of police powers to facilitate this abuse. Turn the tide of corruption. Join the Civil Rights Task Force and learn how to protect your rights. For more information, visit their webpage at crtf.homepage.com or call 775-329-8810. That's 775-329-8810.
30.
The Miami Herald reports that state agents on Tuesday confiscated thousands of petition signatures collected by conservative Christians in their effort to repeal Miami-Dade County's homosexual rights ordinance. Election supervisor David Leahy confirmed. Since Take Back Day turned in signatures to Leahy's office in December, the outcome of the effort to force the referendum on homosexual rights has been in doubt. Take Back Day needed about 34,991 signatures to force a referendum on the pro-homosexual ordinance. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
I.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Ooh.
And good morning. Welcome.
welcome to Travel World for this Saturday. Stephen Pickford in studio with Chief Correspondent Vic Phillips and Yoav Saralbo behind the board.
Morning.
Willem Backus down in Plattsburgh, New York, Clinton County, at his beautiful little trailer that nestled in the woods, enjoying the summer sunshine. Good morning, Willem.
Good morning. I'm up in my little cabin, minding my own little business here.
Minding your business. That's also a good way to start to put it, because also joining us on the line from Jamaica is Zane Nakash, Vice President Marketing of Super Clubs, the super inclusive resorts that have set the standard and the style for all inclusives in the Caribbean. Good morning, Zane.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Just got back last week from Super Club's Grand Lido Negril. What a relaxing vacation experience. I don't think I've enjoyed a vacation that much in many a year. You can do as little or as much as you want at Super Clubs.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it, actually. Spread the word.
The super inclusive experience that's really developed by Super Clubs, you're celebrating your 25th anniversary this year.
Yeah, actually it was developed by my dad, John, 25 years ago, where he created the totally all-inclusive vacation. We actually call it super inclusive, where you pay for nothing, not meals, not drinks, not entertainment, not water sports. Once you arrive, you don't ever have to pull out your wallet.
Well, that's a wonderful experience, in the fact that there's a no tipping policy. Nobody accepts, even if you offer the money not to accept it, they will not accept it. Nobody has their hand out. And compared to some all-inclusive resorts where you get your vouchers and you're limited to what you can eat, for example, at Grand Lido Negril, 5 restaurants, 24-hour room service, you'll never go hungry.
You better not. But it's more than just a no-tipping policy. Actually, I'll tell you one thing that most people don't know. If you insist on, like, if we see you tipping, you know, a member of our team, and, you know, we tell you not to do it, if we see you repeatedly doing it, we actually ask you to leave.
Ask you to leave the problem? That is such a refreshing alternative to...
That's how seriously we take the no-tipping policy. It's just not permitted.
Well, because people are tired of always having their hand in their wallet. It's great to go to a destination like Super Clubs and know that everything is taken care of and everyone is giving you that standard of service, because the training of your personnel is impeccable. It is top-notch service.
I wish I would have known about Super Clubs when I visited Jamaica. My last visit was maybe 8-9 years ago. I've been there 4 times. Love the island, love the people, great place, always good weather. But everybody had their hand out when I was visiting, but because I wasn't staying at Super Clubs. So wherever I went...
It's a truly relaxing freedom holiday.
Now, you've got a number of different brands. We stayed at Grand Lido, but you've also got Breezes, Hedonism. Tell us a little bit about the different brands and the people that tend to go to each of them.
Okay, we'll start with Grand Lido, since that's where you were last week. We have 3 Grand Lido resorts, Grand Lido Negril, Grand Lido Braco, and Grand Lido Sans Souci. And these are our 5-star super inclusive resorts. They have, you know, the multiple dining options, 24-hour room service, manicures, pedicures included, laundry, dry cleaning. At Sans Souci, we have spa facilities included, massage, reflexology, you know, things like that. Grand Lido Negril, where you were, we have, you know, the honeymoon yacht of Princess Grace and Prince Rainier, which takes you on sunset cruises. So that's where they are, you know, top of the line product. And then we have Hedonism Resort, which we have 2 of those, which are pretty much what I call the young at heart. And that's a totally relaxed holiday. You can go there with shorts and t-shirts and spend the whole week and you know, be properly dressed. And then we have the Breezes Resort. We have in the Bahamas, Brazil, and Jamaica a few. And those are fun, active, romantic vacations that sort of encompass, you know, a large, broad cross-section of people. But they all, you know, have the Super Club, you know, seal of approval with, you know, all meals, drinks, no tipping. It's just different levels within the brand.
Do you find between the different properties that one might attract a different age group than the other, or is it all age groups these days?
nowadays it's all age groups. Hedonism, you know, we have hedonism 2 and hedonism 3. Most people would assume that, you know, a resort like that, you know, has like an 18 to 25 year old crowd and it's really young, party hardy. But the average age of hedonism is actually 33, and we get quite a few, many actually, CEOs that go there because they're in total anonymity when they get there. So it really, you know, in the winter you'd get an older crowd because, you know, people have, you know, older people have more income to spend. In the summer, maybe younger. Depending if it's honeymoon season, you get quite a few, you know, younger honeymoon. So it really depends on time of year and, you know, costs at that time.
And different times of the year, yeah, because the various times of the year offer a different price structure. So people in the value season would, summertime or early fall would be more value season than going from mid-December through spring break and Easter time.
Right, exactly. So a lot of, you know, younger people, you know, that might not have as much income would tend to probably travel more in the summer. That's not to say we have none in the winter, you know what I mean? I'm just saying for the most part.
Now, we were also talking about the various facilities and services at each of the resorts. What have you found to be the most popular thing for people to do, just to relax, or are they getting more and more involved in the various water sports and activities that you're offering?
Right. What we find with us, especially because everything's included, people tend to try things more that they probably wouldn't have if they had to pay for it. For example, we have water skiing included. Someone who has never water skied might not want to go to a resort and spend, I don't know, $20-$30 to try it and then not get up. With us, you do it, you know. We have scuba diving included. If you don't know how to scuba, we teach you. Sorry, all of the things we offer are with instruction. So, you know, if you've never played tennis, but you know, your boyfriend or husband, whatever, or you want to go just knock a few balls, you don't have to rent the court. So what we put, you know, you'll try the Jamaican delicacies, you know, to eat. Because if you don't like it, you know, you can go back and get something else. You can try the, you know, tropical fruit punch or any of the exotic drinks, because if you don't like it, you haven't paid for it. So what we find with us is a lot of people, because of that freedom, will try new experiences, new things that they've never done before, because there's no cost to them.
Well, that's one of the great things of Super Clubs. We're talking this morning with Zane Nakash, Vice President of Marketing of Super Clubs. The number is 1-800-GO-SUPER on the internet at www.superclubs.com. When we continue, we'll be talking to Zane about, again, the different brands of Super Clubs, some of the guarantees of service that they're offering to customers this summertime and throughout the year to make your vacation a wonderful experience at Super Clubs. We'll continue on Travel World across America via satellite. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Every time you call my name,
Liberty Works Radio Network. World Radio Show via satellite.
Dad fell asleep watching TV again.
He's not so loud, you can hear him down the street.
Shh! You know how tired he is all the time? Don't wake him up.
Well, now he stopped. Finally.
I think he stopped breathing. Dad?
Dad?
Sleep apnea is a serious health problem that affects 12 million Americans. You may not even know you have it, but during sleep, you snore loudly and stop breathing repeatedly, over and over again, all night, every night. And sleep apnea affects how you feel during the day. You're so tired that you fall asleep easily, at work, watching TV, sometimes even behind the wheel of your car.
You better leave him alone.
Are you sure he's okay? Let's get Mom.
Sleep apnea can affect you and those you love, but it's treatable. If you think you or someone you love may have sleep apnea, see your doctor. Sleep apnea. It's no way to sleep.
See, what's happening is that you're experiencing things like outrageous food allergies. You know, all of a sudden you can't have whatever. Skin rashes.
Yo off.
You're also experiencing cravings for sugars. Mood swings. No energy.
Dr. Skip Snow offers you
Bonnie?
The alternative.
What time
Weekdays,
do you have?
3 p.m. Eastern. Right now, I think I'm going on to 18.
Chaos in your system. Bring order in
you have 11, 15, so that 25.
Very big. No, 11, 18.
Station at Liberty Works
no,
Radio.
11,
it's a fact.
15.
More and more vehicle accidents
okay.
are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free.
How many seconds? 11, 15, and what?
Developed the navigator
11, 15, and 43.
Your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator hands-free kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with
it
your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator.
Okay, I'm 15 seconds behind.
$69.95.
Okay. Optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no questions asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapter cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
30.
Vaccines are safe and effective, right? Wrong. Go get your flu shot every year to protect yourself and your family. Good idea? Not. Autoimmune diseases such as AIDS, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Gorham-Wood syndrome, they're skyrocketing and nobody knows why, right? Wrong.
Dr. Janet Miles and Steve Weston share their healing ways on Barefoot Health, promoting your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being.
Well, I want to hear you sing.
I want to have sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach. I want to have sex on the beach. Come on, there's a body. Sex on the beach. Come on, there's a body tonight.
And welcome back to Travel World this Saturday morning. Stephen Pickford with Vic Phillips, Yoav Saralbo, and Willem Backus in Plattsburgh, New York, talking this morning with Zane Nakash of Super Clubs. Get sex on the beach and party all the time. Sums up what you can do with one of the, particularly one of the brands of Super Clubs, Hedonism.
Now, I have to ask, Zane, is it true? I mean, putting it bluntly, for single people, Zane, if you end up going to Hedonism, I mean, is there a lot of sex going on there? What is it? Wife swapping? Or is it a bunch of singles trying to meet each other? Like, are people really getting rattled?
Actually, it's not quite so bad.
No good.
I said it's the sex on the beach. We actually don't allow it, but people always find a way. Despite what people think, and I think, you know, a lot of media and the reports and people spread rumors, but it, nudity is only allowed in certain areas of the resort. In other words, we have a nude beach side where we have, you know, a nude beach, nude bar, nude grill, etc. And you're only allowed to be naked over there. And the rest of the resort, we call it prude, you know, so that's for most of us folks who don't like to bear it all.
Now, what about for singles? Are you guaranteed to meet people? If a single guy in his 30s or 40s wanders down to hedonism, are you going to meet a single lady?
You might, depending, you know, how charming you are. But, no, it's 50% of the people that go there are actually couples, and the other 50% are single. So, you know, your chances are, you know, pretty good. But, you know, again, it depends on the time. Sometimes you might go and there's a lot of guys. Sometimes you might go and there's a lot of girls. So it depends what you're going for. But your chances are pretty good because for the most part, if you're a hedonism, you know, if you're not with somebody, like if you've come alone, people kind of know you're looking.
So there you go, singles across America. Hedonism, the place for action, I guess.
Great party place, I tell you that. Great party. But not necessarily over the top, you know. You can let loose, be free, do whatever you want there. No one judges you.
No judging. So no matter what you are or where you come from, you're made to feel welcome and part of the group and just relax and have a good time.
Exactly. There, I must mention that we have at the Hedonism Resort, as we do at the Breezes Resort, a flying trapeze. So you can actually go on the beach and learn how to fly the trapeze, like in a circus, and perform in the circus show. So it's not just all sex, you know.
Well, we walked over to Hedonism one evening, and there were a lot of organized activities. Some people were participating in the activities. Others were just sitting back, having a drink, walking on the beach. Nobody pressures you to participate in any of the activities. The activities are there, be it at Hedonism or Grand Lido or Breezes, but it's not the pressure like you have to be part of the group. If you just want to find a quiet place, sit in a hammock, read a book.
You know, when I was single many, many years ago, I went to one of those places. It wasn't Hedonism in Jamaica, but I won't mention what island. I ended up in a nude volleyball game. Guys taking on the girls in a nude volleyball game. And I thought it was great, but I developed a hernia, and I was out for the rest of the week. So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
There's no support there, eh?
Vic never gets any support, but in more ways than one. You also go in for a lot of weddings are a big thing at super clubs. That's a big part of your business. We saw at least one or two weddings taking place, and the wedding parties there at Grand Lido and the Grill.
Yeah, you know that weddings are included with super clubs too. So at all our resorts, if you want to get married, you just give us like 3 weeks' notice to get some basic information so we can fill out the, you know, legal paperwork for the government. And we include, you know, the minister, the cake, the license, the champagne, the flowers, the boutonnieres, everything. I mean, we always say the person that loves us most is the father of the bride when we do these weddings. So you have to pay nothing. But it takes the stress out of getting married.
You can have a good time without having to do all that planning, and by the time you work out all the costs, hey, it comes out to be a very cost-effective, economical way to do it all at one place at super clubs.
Yeah, well, you figure you're going to go on honeymoon anyway, so you sort of go straight from your wedding into your honeymoon with no time lapse in between.
And just start relaxing right from the moment you get off the plane. You have a number of guarantees as well. People who are worried about this time of year, hurricanes or sunshine, satisfaction as always. You've got like 3 guarantees to put people's mind at ease when it comes to their vacation at super clubs.
What about crime?
What about crime?
Well, I mean, is it safe to go down there? Would you recommend seniors? No problem. People can feel safe anywhere in your area.
Jamaica has a perception for having a lot of crime. But what I think is important to point out is that the majority of that information that actually makes it to foreign media is from one of the inner city communities of Kingston. And unfortunately, like most inner city communities across the world, the U.S., etc., they're always gangs, you know, and these gangs are rival gangs, and then they rise up against each other. Unfortunately, when nothing much else is going on in the world, it makes national news. And the photos that they use and the images that they show show the worst. And you think that that's all in Jamaica. But it really is, you know, I tell people I'm 33 this August. I've been here all my life and knock wood. I'm still alive. I've not been robbed. you know, and the tourist areas are virtually untouched. There is... It's totally safe. You don't hear about crimes against tourists at all. And as I said, it's inner city rival, you know, gangs there.
And that's 5 hours away from Negril and Montego Bay. It's not right next. It's as if something is happening in Washington D.C. Is that going to affect whether you visit Boston? It's not. It's not right next door. And the people of Jamaica, the Jamaican government, have made a very concerted effort. They realize how important tourism is to the national economy. And I noticed a security presence. But also just arriving at the airport, customs and immigration people, very friendly, very welcoming. That is you get that feeling that you are being welcomed and that your business is important.
No, very much so. I mean, tourism is the lifeline of Jamaica. And so I think most Jamaicans do understand that. And that's why there's, you know, very, very, very rarely ever a case involving a tourist, because... You know, when we have problems, usually problems among ourselves, you know, someone doesn't like someone else, or we're upset with the government over something, or whatever. So we internalize it. But unfortunately, you media people externalize it.
and make, you know, 10 bad apples cover a million people. Yeah, that's all too often the case. It extrapolates to the entire population. But of course, you can go to super clubs and feel perfectly safe. I can certainly attest to that fact. And with your satisfaction guarantee, your no hurricane guarantee, Jamaica Sunshine guarantee, a number of programs in place to make sure that the customer really is satisfied. If you could tell us a little bit briefly about some of those programs.
Sure. We have three, you know, guarantees, as you said. The sunshine guarantee actually guarantees that the sun won't shine every day. If the sun does not show its face of any day of your vacation for the whole day, we give you a refund voucher for the value of that day, and you can use that for any Super Club resort in the future. A satisfaction guarantee, where we obviously guarantee satisfaction. And if for some reason you're not happy with your vacation at any point, usually before the second night, we ask you to tell the general manager. If we can't make it right and you choose to leave, we again give you a refund voucher for the unused portion of your stay. Again, good for any Super Club over next year. And then the no hurricane guarantee is particularly important at this time of year, where if a hurricane happens to hit your resort while you're there, we not only give you a refund voucher for the disrupted portion of your stay, we actually give you the same number of nights that you've lost to come back next year, same resort, same time. So you get two for one back almost for hurricane.
So you can go with full confidence that you know, you won't lose any money and you're going to have a good time. And good time is what it's all about when you go to one of the Super Club's locations.
Yeah, no, that's what we were, you know, especially those things are important when you have that perception of crime as well. And people, you know, Jamaica is not on the hurricane belt. I think in the last, since the 60s, we've had maybe two or three major hurricanes. But most people think, oh, the Caribbean, they must get hit by hurricanes. So this sort of takes the fear out of people. And they can come and totally not worry if a hurricane is going to hit.
Well, I could certainly, as I mentioned before, recommend it as a vacation experience that you won't come home disappointed. You'll come back relaxed. The food is great compared to some of the resorts I have gone to in the Caribbean. The service was very polished, professional. The upscale restaurant on site at Grand Lido Negril was on a par with any downtown major market restaurant in Canada, the United States, with the professionalism of service, the quality of food, and the people were very outgoing, very pleasant, and that was what made the vacation. You go away, you want to go to a super inclusive resort, you go to Super Clubs, and for 25 years, Super Clubs has led the way. You can give them a call at 1-800-GO-SUPER. Check them out on the internet at www.superclubs.com. For our listeners in Canada, they're represented by Air Canada Vacations. Daily service aboard Air Canada via Toronto will get you down there as as well as all major carriers that fly into Montego Bay. You get the off the plane, Super Clubs will look after you onto the bus, and nothing more to worry about as you begin your vacation experience, the beautiful turquoise waters of the Caribbean, and guaranteed sunshine with Super Clubs. Zane Nakash, Vice President of Marketing of Super Clubs, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and gain the Travel World recommendation to head down to one of Super Club's locations, Grand Lido, Breezes, or Hedonism, and all the best on your 25th anniversary at the company. And coming up to half past the... looking forward to another return visit. Yes, Super Club's on our list of places that we want to return to. And coming up to half past the hour, when we come back, more from UF Serralbo and Willem Backus on their Route 66 Festival experience in Albuquerque, and Vic Phillips in studio, Prince William County, Virginia. And staying this time in Montreal at the Montreal Airport Hilton in Dorval. We'll be saying a few words about that as well. The different experience heading out to the suburban area of Montreal this weekend, getting a perspective as to where I am on the West Island, where our studio is. You're listening to Travel World across America via satellite. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I've walked in Montreal with the snow all swirling around my feet on Sherbrooke Street. I've danced in Montreal, sweating in a disco all night long. The beat was strong. I have friends in Montreal, you know the way they just drop in on you out of the blue. And I've got friends who...
Sense today, would it make a difference?
It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa.
Yes.
For 80 cents
you know,
a day,
it's
life itself for an innocent girl or boy.
Yes.
Become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor. Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now. 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your
help. I'm just going to do two minutes. Spots here, okay?
Okay.
All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart. For a child who needs you, you can make a difference. So please...
Willem hasn't had anything to say.
Fund now. 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
They started to come toward me.
Are you a skeptic or are you a believer? Join me, Rob McConnell, weekday mornings in the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Join me as we investigate, interact, and interview those in the know in the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology. Dare to believe and dare to be heard, weekday mornings from 2 to 6, live and exclusively on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
A map of stars. A man came in.
30.
Did you know that animals rely on scents called pheromones to attract mates? Pheromone 2000 takes advantage of this fact by using male human pheromones in a unique product designed to optimize effectiveness of pheromone in colognes.
Highest concentration of pheromone.
To find out more about pheromones and to order Pheromone 2000, visit www.pheromone2000.com or call 905-304-4820 today.
Oh, Living La Vida Loca, and that's what Willem Backus and Yoav Saralbo were doing when they headed to New Mexico. At least they didn't have to suffer through the 115-degree heat of a transcontinental automobile adventure. They chose to fly there at the last moment, and a lot of stories to recount that you didn't hear last week. They're going to be telling us that in a minute, but Vic Phillips is in studio with us. Our chief correspondent came down, as usual, aboard Via Rail.
Now, Via's a Canadian national train. It's subsidized by our government, and nothing can compare with it. I don't know any other train service except maybe something in Europe. It's sort of like if you watch the television show or the movie Murder on the Orient Express, Inspector Poirot. Well, you get on this train. I get on the train in Toronto, and immediately someone comes over and says, what do you want to drink and how much? And people say, well, I'll have a triple scotch on the rocks or whatever, and that's how you start your trip. If you don't drink, fine. And the service is like that from Toronto to Montreal, the train I always take. It's a four-hour ride, and it's a four-hour ride of good company. You meet the nicest people on the train, quite often business people. On this trip, I met a couple of models on their way to a showing in Montreal, and they were great company. Oh, yeah. I fell in love.
You have to invite them to one of Neil Drabkin's many parties.
Oh, yes.
Should have invited them to the studio today.
Oh, and the food, gourmet food. Then after you have your drink, they hand you a menu and say, what would you like to eat and when would you like to eat it? And like my choice this time was either a snapper, a pasta dish, or pork, and it's served with a heavy silver cutlery. You're sitting in seats larger than first class on an airplane, reclining seats. There you are. And then they serve these great French or German wines or Canadian wine, whatever you want, American wines, and white or red, whatever you'd like. And then after the meal, liqueurs, your choice of liqueurs from around the world. And then I'm a weak individual, and I do get poured off the train. Stephen, you meet me whenever.
They need a wheelchair to get you off. Yeah,
that's right. And I have had to come off in a wheelchair a couple of times, and then it takes a while to sober up. But Via Rail is just a fantastic way of traveling. VIA, Via Rail. It's unbelievable.
You can give them a call, 1-888-VIA-RAIL, or on the internet, www.viarail.ca. And staying this time at a different hotel. You hadn't been there before, the Montreal Airport Hilton at Dorval. That's really an institution in Montreal, 35-plus years as the hotel at the airport, and a beautiful suburban resort-like setting.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. I don't want to stay in downtown Montreal anymore. I now want to stay at the Hilton whenever I come here. If they'll have me, this is my hotel. Last night, we wandered out to the huge pool. It's an Olympic-sized pool. We didn't go swimming, but we just sat there under the stars and watched the people swimming. And by golly, those two models were there who I'd met on the Via train. So we had a drink by the pool and chatted with the models. This morning, we walked to the airport from the Hilton and did some shopping. Great shops at the Montreal airport. So, I mean, there's the major chain bookstores, all kinds of shopping. We had breakfast there this morning and walked back to the hotel. So the hotel is right beside the airport. You can walk to it.
And you've got a beautifully appointed room, a large recliner chair, all the amenities you've come to expect from the Hilton name and more.
Yeah, and it's the kind of place, and of course it's summer in Montreal. In winter it'd be a great spot too if you're flying in and out of Montreal to stay at the Hilton Dorval, because the pool is an indoor pool in the winter. It closes down the outdoor portion and becomes an indoor pool. And there are great bars, great restaurants. I'm talking plural. There's a lot of things to see.
It's a very lively hotel. Last night we dropped by their cafe, and probably the best club sandwich I've had in a long time.
And those two models, they had some desserts.
They had to put on the pack.
Oh, yeah. It's turning out to be a weekend to remember.
Oh, the Montreal Dorval Airport Hilton, 1-800-HILTONS, www.hilton.com. And Yoav and Willem still recounting their experiences from Albuquerque. I see the picture there. Willem Backus on the front page of the Albuquerque Journal. That's something we have to frame and be on our website at twc.ca. Looked like you had a real great time.
Yeah, it was really a blast. I'm actually still trying to catch up my sleep from it.
You were going pretty well 18 hours a day. They had a good itinerary for you in Albuquerque, but yes, there was just so much to see, just the surrounding area, the beautiful scenery in New Mexico.
Oh, God, it's absolutely beautiful. It's all flatland, but on the distance, you have the mountains all the way around you. One of the mountains is 10,000 feet high, so we took a tramway, me, Willem, and I, all the way up there, and ate at a very good restaurant there called the High Finance.
Yes. Great meal at the High Finance.
Yeah.
I should have had the prime rib, but we went with the T-bone, which is good.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have both? I mean, go to a place that far away from home, you had to sample both, or one of you could have had one and one the other.
Actually, that day.
It was the waiter.
We're actually rolling ourselves around from all the other meals that we had during the day. 66 Diner, which is an authentic Route 66 style all-American cuisine diner. Fantastic, the best vanilla malt I've ever had.
Oh, yes, and the chili. Oh, I love the chili there. I can still taste it.
No, we ate at also Las Huertas Mexican restaurant for lunch one day, which had a nice little bowl of chili. Of course, the girl there said, no, the green one is the mild. So, then I had the wrong stuff. Of course, I had to jump into a volcano, seeing being the spice one. Yoav didn't mind, because he likes spice.
Oh, yeah.
But, we did a whole bunch of stuff. Then we drove all around Albuquerque, just looking at the area in search of the J&R Vintage Auto Museum. But there are some vintage cars there. At the State Fairgrounds, because the New Mexico State Fair is coming up in September, well worth going down. The things that people do there to their cars, I mean, they're not all hot rods. They're beautifully, beautifully restored.
Yeah.
Well worth every bit of it. And this little taste of Route 66, Albuquerque is one of the few cities who really embraced it. And soon to be joining the Travel World ranks would be Michael Wallace as one of our correspondents.
If you got to meet Michael when you were down there.
Oh, we got to talk to him many times, hang out with him, the whole deal. It was really, really impressive.
A lot of
this
stories.
This is Pulitzer-nominated author Mike Wallace.
And yeah, not the other Mike Wallace.
No. Not the clown on TV.
But he has so many stories to recount about the lore of Route 66 and its place as the historical backbone of the 20th century of America.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, life begins at the off-ramp, as they say. And in fact, we, Yoav and I, got to drive one of Michael's favorite parts of Route 66, which is just west of Albuquerque. You see imagine the landscape that you see, like Bugs Bunny and the Coyote and the Roadrunner, with all the mountains and rock formations in the distance. It's what it looks like there. And when we went down to drive the old road, it actually meanders around one area there, little hairpin turns and stuff, which is really special.
No, I can just picture it in my mind right now because you see those pictures in magazines and books and internet sites and you say, no. Now, when you actually experience it, is it the way you had imagined it to be?
Oh, better.
It was prettier. I mean, New Mexico is one area that is different from any other place I've ever been in the United States. Steven, you and I have traveled an awful lot in the last 20 years. And one thing I can tell you is that we were expecting it to be just the same as every place else, but it was really beautiful. Pretty colors, patterns.
Well, it's the colors of the Southwest,
yeah.
And that's why Vic and I always head down to Arizona. You go to the Southwest, it is a special part of America. Everyone says, oh, well, I always want to go to Florida. Florida is just built up and overpopulated and humid and everything else. You go to the Southwest, hey, that's what life is about, because you see something that is not part of your everyday.
Yeah, and we also got a chance to check out museums from the area. Like, we went to the Kirtland Air Force Base to the Atomic Museum. Got to see, after seeing what a Trident missile is, I really understand why the Russians were scared and were running to sign peace treaties.
Right there. They see them and they say, hey.
Oh, man, those things were huge.
You should have seen these things. There was actually a B-52 bomber there. They had... And all the history. Plus, they also had a great exhibit, which was, they called it the I Spy exhibit. It's the fictional espionage thing. They had, like, Maxwell Smart shoe phone, some James Bond memorabilia, Man from U.N.C.L.E., all that kind of stuff was there.
Now, what was your most memorable time down in New Mexico? I mean, when you come back and you say, I've been to Albuquerque, what stands out most in your mind?
Running the entire length of Route 66, 18 miles intact, spread out, and then dining at the Route 66 diner.
Route 66, 75th anniversary this year in Albuquerque, the city that, as you correctly said, embraces its heritage. It hasn't wiped it off the map and said, oh, no, we weren't part of the highway. They're saying, hey, come here.
Yes.
We'll welcome you and take in the attractions. Of course, it's a big city now itself, and it's growing up around Route 66. Route 66 helped spur that growth.
Actually, Route 66 runs right through Albuquerque. It's called Central Boulevard or Central Street. Right in the middle, and it seems that the whole city is built actually around Route 66, exactly what you said.
Yeah, and it owes its economic development to being a pivotal role on the highway.
Well, Route 66 changed the alignment of the growth of Albuquerque, because the original alignment of Route 66 came down from Santa Fe, and when they changed the alignment 37, it made it an east-west alignment.
I'm just trying to get that whole picture. Yeah, I'm looking here at the map of Albuquerque, and I can see how the city is spread out from that central core, and rightly so. People passing through there, particularly in the 20s, the 30s, over the last 30, 40 years, that is what has spurred the growth of the
south. Albuquerque, though.
It's a spread out city. Well, there are two-story buildings, a southwest adobe style. No real high-rise buildings. If you look at the skyline, it does not have a discernible skyline. You wouldn't look at it and say that is Albuquerque, but
no. If you look in the distance, you'll see all forms of land and weather, that's for sure. You'll see it raining in the distance, you'll see the thunder and lightning. It's really spectacular.
Well, spectacular Albuquerque, and Willem Backus and Yoav Saralbo discovered it. And when we return, we'll discover Prince William County, Manassas, Virginia, with Vic Phillips. Stay listening to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Thunder and the Banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
I'd like the world to know my mentor, Chris Bowen.
Okay, flip the tape.
Yes?
I have Jerry on the line. Is he supposed to be on the show today?
No.
No.
What does he want to talk about? Because Stephen doesn't remember asking him to call today.
Save the children, U.S. and the others.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or
write, you might have space in liberty that I can tell you to it. Don't worry.
You think influence your actions. The words you use are always
wrong with you.
The words you understand or reveal what you know.
Even for being phone.
Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen.
You said about Montreal and Amtrak there. And
know-how and test preparation. Vocabulary Dynamics.
Wow.
If you should tell them to say the sound quality on the phone line isn't good. We don't have time for them. Rather than say that, just tell them the phone quality of the test is not good.
Can you tell them that the phone quality of the line isn't good, and Stephen will call them back?
1-888.
Okay.
Yeah, that way, this way we can avoid not having them.
Liberty Works Radio Network. Number one job of our
the $307 billion in subsidies, the multi-billion-dollar.
Should I have him call you, or are you going to call him, or?
I will email him this weekend.
Stephen will email him this weekend.
For racially Liberty Works Radio Network.
Where are they in the poll?
No talking heads allowed.
Don't be fooled by weapon of mass destruction.
Know the truth
is being walled into a really black
thing. 15
is
not an actual.
You have to make them aware
of what's going on across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Radio, which means it must be true because you're listening to the voice of truth in broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network, Travel World, with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus down in Plattsburgh, Yoav Saralbo, and of course, Vic Phillips, Chief Correspondent, Candace Centennial Anchorman, and everything else, Civil War buff extraordinaire, back from Prince William County, Manassas, Virginia.
And I'd recommend that area, Prince William County, for any Civil War buff. It's the place to visit. It's only about a 30-minute drive from Washington, D.C.
Oh, nice.
So if you, yeah, and if you want to do Washington on the cheap, inexpensive, this is a great place to stay. 30 minutes away by car, so you can stay there. Then you just drive into the city or take public transportation into Washington and see all the sites. But for Civil War buffs, unbelievable. It's where the first and second battles of Manassas were fought in 1861 and 1862. And you'll find yourself only a couple of hours drive from many other significant sites of the Civil War, including Gettysburg, Antietam, Harper's Ferry, Fredericksburg, and Richmond, Virginia, where you and I visited not too long ago, Stephen. This is where the Confederates beat the dreaded Yankees during the Civil War early battles, and they still consider themselves Southerners in Virginia. Prince William County, they still speak with a Southern accent. You can get good Southern-style food all over the place. This is the area where Stonewall Jackson got his name in the battles in Prince William County, and you can see the actual locations, the guns they used, the fortifications. You might even find some Civil War relics like old gun shells and buckles.
Yeah, they're still digging them up, yeah.
Yeah. You're actually transported 140 years back to the Civil War because this was the 140th anniversary of the Civil War in the U.S. I stayed at the Hampton Inn in Manassas. I'd recommend it for families. It's, like I said, it's inexpensive. It's a kind of place where you get up in the morning and you make your own cornflakes, or you have the box cereals and juice and buns and that sort of thing. You pop them into toasters. And that's what cuts down the price for a family who wants to visit Washington and take in some of the great American history. And it's an easy commute to the city. Now, as I said, people consider themselves Southerners. Robert E. Lee was a Virginian, and he's their favorite son. And you can visit his mansion where he grew up in Arlington, not too far away. The area is dotted with Confederate cemeteries, a great touring thing. I mean, who likes to visit a cemetery? But there's so much history involved here. And people still stop and place Confederate flags on the tombstone. It is a Southern Confederate area. Now, I took in some live theater, which I can recommend. I went to a place called Lazy Susan Dinner Theater, where I saw the play Huckleberry Finn. And, of course, that's Mark Twain country down there. It was my favorite novel, and it brings Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn back to life. So take in the Lazy Susan Dinner Theater. Good food, a great play, a very pleasant evening, and all at a low cost. It's all designed with families in mind. Now, this area of Virginia has a powerful military presence. This is where the spooks, the CIA train, and the FBI has a training facility in Quantico, and there's a huge Marine base there. So if you're into military stuff, I'm not, other than Civil War, but you can really sense the military presence all around Washington in Prince William County and the area. I went to the town of Quantico, and it's surreal. It's really different. It's like something out of the 1950s, and every second building was a barber shop. And I've never seen anything like it. And all the barbers were Asians. And so I wandered around on my own, and I talked to the Marines. Well, they have to get their hair cut once a week. And you've got, I don't know, 50,000 Marines. So, I mean, you think about it, 50,000 of them, men and women, getting haircuts once a week. Well, the Asians...
Lively local business.
Yeah, and they have to pay for their haircuts out of their own money. The military doesn't pay for them. I always visualize them getting a haircut like, you know...
But they'd have people on the payroll to do it.
No, they pay $5, $6, and they get their own haircuts in town. So that's why every second shop is a barber shop. And the other shops are all military shops dealing with Marines. So if you're into Marine souvenirs like jackets, pins, hats, badges, that kind of thing, boots, I mean, you've got to visit Quantico. It's barbering is the big business. And the area also has a fantastic military museum, a Marine military museum, which the public's invited to visit. You call ahead of time. So if you're into weapons like tanks, tanks, planes, bombs, whatever there is to do with Marines, be sure and visit Quantico. And as I said, not too far away is where the spies train. I never got there. That's at Langley, Virginia. I didn't have time for what they call a spook spy tour, but I did visit an area filled with ghosts, and that's called Occoquan. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly.
I think that's right. We have heard
Occoquan?
About it.
Yeah, it's a strange spelling. O-C-C-O-Q-U-A-N. Occoquan. But after a nice dinner and a few drinks, the people took me out at night. It was about 9 or 10 at night under a full moon and asked me if I felt the presence of ghosts. Didn't feel anything until they took me into this one building. And boy, I felt weird things and I started hearing stuff. And I know it's not fake. And I don't believe in ghosts, but I sure did after that visit. And I asked them how come. Well, it was an old funeral parlor. And it dates back to the Civil War. And some of the soldiers were brought in there and they died in that place. They were treated and then they died. And then I went to another haunted place, an old movie theater from the 1920s. But then afterwards, I was scared, so I went back to a couple of bars for more courage.
They gave you the courage to get back to the Hampton Inn there.
Yeah, back to the Hampton Inn. But now, military museums. If you're into military museums, that's the place to visit, including the Freedom Museum, which features military vehicles from the Second World War. And they all like their guns and stuff in Virginia. I've got to say that. I mean, nothing wrong with that if that's your thing. I went to, they recreate various battles, not Civil War battles. They never recreate Civil War battles on Civil War sites. They don't want to.
That's sacred ground, yeah.
Yeah, that's sacred ground. But I took in a Battle of the Bulge, and that was in a field. It was, and that was a Second World War battle in Europe. But these 200 or 300 tanks were there, British tanks, German tanks from the Second World War, and American tanks. And they were blasting away at each other, and these tanks are owned by private citizens who take their thing very seriously. And they had flamethrowers. They were demonstrating the power of flamethrowers that they used in the Second World War. So it's a powerful military presence. And they also whispered to me that the militias are a big thing in parts of Virginia. And I didn't know much about militias. I gather that some of them are illegal and they're dedicated to the overthrow of powerful governments like the U.S. government. But they take their militias very seriously. So if you're planning a trip to Washington, I definitely recommend staying in Prince William County, Virginia. And then you can commute to the Big Smoke, Washington. We know what Washington has to offer, so I'm not going to discuss that. And for more details on the Prince William County area, you can visit the website. That's www.visitpwc.com. Or you can phone them at 703-792-4254. Prince William County. It's a different holiday. It can be a good family holiday. It's a great place to bring your children and show them the history, the great American history, and they can visit Washington, and you can do it inexpensively.
It's an inexpensive destination, and of course, right there next to Washington Dulles Airport, you're minutes away, is a great entry point. There's an 800 number as well for Prince William County Manassas Convention and Visitors Bureau, 1-800-432-1792, and the website again, visit pwc.com, Prince William County, Virginia. And actually, the former public relations director for Prince William County is now handling public relations for Washington, D.C. We met her a couple of years ago when we were down in Jamaica. And she's been a guest on the show talking about Montana, Rebecca Palowski, on the catamaran at Montego Bay. So everyone is connected on Travel World here. As always, Vic Phillips, thanks for joining us in studio. Yoav Saralbo for running the board here next week.
Hey.
Next week, Margot Classe, guidebook author, giving us our advice on getting hotels in Spain, Britain, Ireland for $50 to $100 a night. Some great buys,
nice.
2- and 3-star hotels that are not chain hotels that get you off the beaten path and get you to save money. And of course, the first in a what will be a lengthy series, a regular correspondent now in Europe studying, Lauren Nickman. She's going to be sending me the updates from England and Amsterdam, and she's on her way to Italy, and she'll be reporting in on a regular basis to Travel World, the great adventure, the misadventures, as she calls them, of Lauren Nickman, as she traverses Europe and takes it all in as a student in on the European continent. So that's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Join us then. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Vic Phillips.
I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Willenbach is down in Plattsburgh, New York. Happy traveling, everyone. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company. All rights reserved.